listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Starship, a song called Starship. Planet, let a billion suns cast my shadow. Starship. is almost unimaginable to the human mind. The day we stand there and look further than the ordinary eye can see. Above the roof of this world, we can encompass vistas of the world. There is a land where the sun shines eternally. Outer space, a living, blazing fire. So let it alive. There is no need to be discouraged.
Eric from the band Stepani, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Yeah. It started off so well. Said we made a perfect pair. I clothed myself in your glory and your love. How I loved you, how I cried. Years of care and loyalty were nothing but a sham, it seems. Years belie, we lived the lie. I love you till I die.
All for sin I went. stop you if I tried. Now I reach out for you just to stay alive. I want you. I want. Won't miss you if you go. I'd kiss you. Adios, amigo, because now I understand. You make me an embarrassing man. Who people see as weak, yet you play upon my greed. I wish you didn't satisfy my needs. Together, I'm telling you, never again. I know that forever I want you. I want you. I want you.
Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Chase it all away. fire just to catch a flame.
your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. All my
She broke my heart and she done me wrong. So I'm out on the street and I open my eyes. I see these things, but to my surprise, I ain't seen before. I want some more, some love. I want some love. Oh, girl, a real girl, girl. Oh, she broke my heart. I'm ready for a new start. I love. Oh, here I go.
W-M-F. Well, the lovely Trevor Boulder, him of the long sideboards that go down nearly as long as his legs. I don't think you can possibly overestimate how important he was to the early albums of Bowie.
Trevor Boulder was a bassist who understood where he should be. He was aggressive, he was heavy, but he fitted in well with the Spiders from Mars because it was quite a heavy band. And Trevor's always had this ability to slide into situations and enhance music without overdoing it. He's not elaborate, although I'm sure he's more than capable of being elaborate.
Long before I knew the man, his bass playing had made a great impact on me. You listen to songs like John, I'm Only Dancing, which I've already mentioned. To me, the hook is the bass part in the chorus. 5 years, fantastic bass playing. Moon Age Daydream, absolutely a tremendous bass player.
He was like the musical glue in the band. So he basically held everything together. When Ronson would be sort of going off on a very big solo, and there might be sort of, the, you know, Woody would be sort of playing sort of lots of drum fills and busy parts, it'd be Boulder who would be sort of holding everything down. He was like the kind of the rock, the anchor within the band.
A great riff player. The playing on the song Ziggy Stardust is absolutely fantastic. He had character and humour. He was a melodic bass player, and I would place him equally alongside Andy Fraser as the two great British melodic rock bass players of all time.
He was a very firm, very sharp, very focused bassist to lock the sound down, and when necessary, could go with the flights of fantasy and fancy. And of course, he also played trumpet, which didn't do him any harm at all with Bowie.
In addition to his great bass playing, of course, were his frequent interludes on trumpet. I think on Kooks, one can't really forget the wonderful Herb Alpert-style trumpet that he plays. I think he's solid as a rock.
Trevor Boulder's sideburns were ludicrous, frankly ridiculous. But he's never been a man of great image. It has to be said, he never had glamour. He comes from Hull, what can you say?
In later years, I've had the pleasure of working with Trevor with Uriah Heep. And that same quirkiness, that same attention to melodic detail, he would never just play, he will play bone simply if need be, but he will always think of a great riff, of something that's, yeah, that'll do, but this is better. He will always strive to find something that's totally original and totally him.
Woody Woodmansey formed one of the best rhythm sections in the whole history of rock. They're underrated because everyone remembers Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars for Mick Ronson, rightly for Mick Ronson, and also obviously for Bowie.
Woody, like Trevor, is one of the great underrated British rock musicians. A great drummer who could cope quite easily with all the intricate time signature and tempo changes that are strongly featured in all of Bowie's material.
Woody Woodmansey is one of the greatest drummers of all time. I've never understood why he's never got the credit, but that may well be because he was with Bowie in the Spiders from Mars and he was seen as a sideman. He deserves more credit than he gets, and I've always felt it's a little unfair that people don't realise his dexterity, his power, his drive actually played such an important part in the whole Spiders from Mars sound.
And yet he could be so simple. You'd listen to him and you would think, well, this is not a jazz player along the lines of a Bill Bruford or something, yet he was quite capable of handling any of that style of music. And he made some great performances. 5 years was a fantastic accomplishment for him. Life on Mars, again, was absolutely great. He could be absolutely rock solid, and he would swing like the best of them.
He went on to do Woody Woodmansey's U-Boat, which is a really good band in its own right. But somehow, he's always got locked into the Spiders from Mars era, and I'm sure he's still working these days as a session musician and doing very well for himself.
What I like about his drumming is that he always played what was right for the song, you know, and there's a real difference. You often get a great drummer, and because he spent years and years learning his trade, he plays all through the song and just playing too much or doesn't play the right part for the right chorus. What's great about Woody's drumming is that the choruses are all almost too empty drum-wise, but that's part of the sound of that band. And again, combined with Boulder and And Ronson, the perfect drummer for the band. You know, not a great technician by any means, but the right drummer for David Bowie's band at the time.
You listened to the drum sound in those early days, and it was far more focused and far heavier than a lot of other bands were doing. He's not quite John Bonham, but he's probably a lot more powerful than other drummers who were being raved about as the heaviest drummers around and the best drummers around. So thoroughly underrated is the best way to sum him up.
Stay. Couldn't figure out why she left me flat till old Lenny did remove his hat. His mop top came a falling down, shook it all around, made a crazy sound. Well, then my girl said,
"Man, get those locks.
Look like a chick from head to socks." Get yourself away from my favorite girl. Could not figure out what it was that you did
till I went out and got myself a long-haired wig, baby. Called. If we took a razor and we shaved and bald.